The center of Tropical Storm Isidore has moved into Mississippi after saturating the Gulf Coast with more than 20 inches of rain. The storm is making its presence felt from Arkansas to Florida. Flood watches are in effect for 6 states, and there's already substantial flooding in Louisiana, where Isidore came ashore this morning. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports from New Orleans.
Isidore's winds topped out at 65 miles per hour, just slightly too weak for it to be classified as a hurricane. But as it moved over southern Louisiana, it spawned torrential rains, as much as 2 feet in the New Orleans area. Highways flooded, streams overflowed their banks, and in some neighborhoods, water flowed into houses. Martin West spent this afternoon trying to vacuum away several inches of water from the floor of his home. He says the problem began about 4 o'clock this morning when water started seeping in around the baseboard of his son's bedroom.
We came back to check on the boy, and there was half an inch of water back here around the room.
He slept through it all.
Yeah, he was very aggravated. I woke him up with the wet vac at the time because I was trying to keep up with it.
West estimates his house has some $30,000 in damage, and his situation is not unique. Throughout New Orleans, the swiftly rising water got into hundreds of homes and businesses and flooded many vehicles. Last night, dozens of cars were left stranded by rising water on Interstate 10. Police had to rescue motorists one by one. Today, tow trucks were dispatched throughout the city to try to clear abandoned cars from the water-covered roads.
Ready?
Mikel Chano watched this afternoon as his taxi cab was pulled from waist-high water. Totally flooded inside and out, the cab was one of 3 vehicles abandoned on this northern New Orleans street corner last night.
Coming through here, the water was getting deeper, 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 and I lost traction. The tail end started floating. I tried to back out that way and didn't make it. Engine died, and that was it.
Though water is receding in most parts of New Orleans, in other areas the problems have just begun. In the waterfront community of Slidell, a levee broke this afternoon, prompting officials to order an immediate evacuation of 2 subdivisions. The Red Cross is operating several emergency shelters throughout the region. Alicia Turley was among the people who sought refuge at one after the rain chased her from her house.
The water started coming through the upstairs bathroom, from upstairs to downstairs in the kitchen through the front door. And as we was leaving, we heard the light fixtures popping from the water running through it, and the wires getting up. So we're waiting to find out how it is at home now.
Isidore also caused significant flooding in southern Alabama, where as much as 10 inches of rain fell. The governor of Alabama has declared a state of emergency and activated the National Guard to help evacuate residents and fill sandbags. Adam Hochberg, NPR News, New Orleans.